This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. AARP hosted a forum for the gubernatorial candidates Thursday with three of the four contenders in attendance.
I want to thank Scott and Jay for being here today. You know, showing up counts.
David Vitter was holding a hearing in Washington, D.C., so he took a bit of ribbing.
As you assess all of us, including one who's not here and I hope will stay in Washington after this election, I hope you'll look and see who has the right leadership.
Senior citizens, who are predicted to be nearly 25% of Louisiana's total population by 2020, wanted to know what the next governor will do for them. Scott Angel.
One of the first things I will do as governor is ask members of the legislature to create a separate Department of Elderly Affairs.
John Bell Edwards.
I support the creation of a Department of Elderly Affairs, and I will work with you to make that a reality early on in my administration.
But Jay Darden decided his fellow candidates needed some schooling in current events.
There was a constitutional amendment put before the people last year to create this department, and it didn't pass.
Louisiana already has a Department of Veterans Affairs, and Darden says it makes sense to add elder issues to that department rather than trying to create a whole new one.
I don't want to wait any longer. I think by combining these two areas, as I've said, Veterans Affairs and Elderly Affairs, we get immediate results.
Candidates were also quizzed about expanding managed care plans for seniors so they don't have to go into nursing homes, something Governor Bobby Jindal rejected earlier this week. They'll all see each other again soon. All four have another forum Saturday with the Louisiana State Troopers Association. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.